Proclamation number 5437 of 13th of July, 1952. A stream of grace. Faith. Help in the beyond. It is an immeasurable flow of grace which is still conveyed to people before the end of this earth and which also touches the souls in the kingdom of the beyond, so that all who have the will to accept my grace can still become blessed. My love and mercy is turned towards all these souls and wants to impart a degree of realization to them upon which they then can build up more easily. For I don't want them to spend eternities in constant darkness and great agony. Now that's why I first want to help people on earth to believe in a continuation of life after death, since only then will they try to make use of their earthly life when they don't consider their life to be over with the death of their earthly body. The belief in a continuation of life can awaken a sense of responsibility and at least stimulate the thoughts to activity, and it is then also possible to approach these people with the gospel which, however, is flatly rejected by those who don't believe in life after death. Every person who seriously deals with this question will be given clarification. For I myself want them to be able to believe and will assist where just a serious thought of it can be recognized. The closer the end is, the less people deal with such thoughts which are nevertheless most important for their souls. But I send messages from above to people, I bless connections which are established from earth to the spiritual kingdom, to the kingdom which will be every person's subsequent abode, to the kingdom which is outside of the earth and which shelters all the beings which preceded you humans. And whoever is of good will, who seriously desires the truth, will receive clarification from beings of this kingdom so that the one will learn to believe and give clarification to his fellow human beings as well. There is life after death, but as to how the nature of this life is, you humans yourselves shape it into an extremely blissful life or into a life of darkness and torment. But the moment you believe that there is no end for you, you will also live consciously on earth, i.e., always in regard to life after death, and you will make an effort yourselves to shape yourselves in such a way that you can expect a blissful life. I help every individual to attain knowledge, but always bearing in mind your own will that your faith will not be gained by force. There will never be a hundredfold proof presented to you, but when you allow yourselves to be touched by it, my flow of grace is so extremely effective that you will also learn to believe without proof. Since I allow you to look into a domain which is certainly closed to you but which can always be entered by people who strive for the truth and unite themselves with me. The beings in the spiritual kingdom are also willing to make contact with you as soon as you call them by means of thought, and they will truly instruct you correctly if you have a desire for the truth. And your thinking will not deviate. You will learn to believe with conviction what you previously were still in doubt with. The proper life actually begins with your death when you are received by a spiritual kingdom which, depending on your will and your way of life on this earth, is a kingdom of light and bliss. A kingdom of light and bliss or else of darkness, from which you must wrestle your way up for the light if you don't want to remain in the abyss. Amen.